Africa is staring at a rather scary future as non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, are set to become the leading cause of deaths by 2030. My name is Pauline Ongaji, Nation Reports. In May, while addressing the first international conference on the PEN Plus regional strategy to address severe NCDs in Africa, ICPPA, Dr. Matsushita Moeti, the World Health Organization regional director, said NCDs in Africa are becoming a silent epidemic, and the continent could find itself in a dangerous situation in the near future, considering that African countries are not investing in tackling these diseases. These experts say the situation could end up burdening the already overstretched health systems in the continent.
I am Dr. Catherine Karegezi, Executive Director, Non-Communicable Diseases Alliance Kenya. So what is the global and Africa and Kenyan situation of NCDs? It's important to remember that non-communicable diseases are chronic, lifelong conditions that often require lifelong management. If not appropriately managed, NCDs have deleterious effects and compromise the quality of life. Globally, NCDs are the leading cause of death and disability, causing 41 million deaths annually, which is about 3/4 of global deaths and half of disabilities. About 3/4 of these NCD deaths occur in low and middle income countries. In Africa, about 4 out of 10 deaths, which is 37%, are due to non-communicable diseases, with 64% of these deaths occurring in persons aged below 70 years.
The WHO estimates that NCDs kill 41 million people each year, equivalent to 74% of all deaths globally, with most of those affected being between the ages of 30 and 69 years. Low and middle income countries carry the biggest brunt, where 85% of these premature deaths occur. Additionally, WHO indicates that in Africa, which is already battling a high burden of communicable diseases, NCDs are responsible for 37% of all deaths, up from 24% in 2000. Furthermore, the proportion of premature NCD-related deaths in the region stands at 63%, which is higher than the global average of 48%. Each year, Kenya loses nearly 500 children to type 1 diabetes, with over 500,000 Kenyans afflicted by rheumatic heart disease. Moreover, the country witnesses the birth of 14,000 children living with sickle cell disease. Eunice Awino knows just how it is to live with a non-communicable disease. She was diagnosed with the sickle cell disease at just 8 months, and ever since, managing the condition has been a rather bumpy experience.
So my story with sickle cell is I was diagnosed at the age of 8 months, where my parents discover I have some symptoms that they saw from my late sister. I had lost a sister before I was born due to sickle cell, but they didn't know that then that she had sickle cell. So later on, when I was born, they saw I have the same symptoms, and that's why I had an early diagnosis, which happened in early 1981 when I was born. So 8 months down the line, they decided to do a test on me, the genetic, through HP electrophoresis, the machine, and they discovered I have sickle cell. And since then to today, I still live positively with sickle cell. So sickle cell has affected me to have like a total hip replacement, because there's something they call, the doctors call it AVN, or avascular necrosis, where your joints, especially on your hip, shoulder, knee, they tend to eat each other, and the reason why they do that is because lack of oxygen. So when you have that, it becomes very hard for you to be able to walk, and that's why you need to have a total hip replacement done on your leg. Then another thing, I have something called leg ulcers on both my legs. So it's also because of lack of oxygen, lack of blood flowing in your body. And this all happens because sickle cell is one of those diseases where your blood cells, especially red blood cells that carry oxygen, don't flow very well. They become sickle, and that's why the disease is called sickle cell. They become sickle, and then when they are sickle, then it means it's very hard for the blood to flow in your body, because when they are passing through your small capillaries, then it's hard. So they clog, like when you have a very huge traffic jam, when they come to your joints, so it becomes very hard for them to flow. And when it becomes very hard for them to flow, it's become then it means you have to ease them through medication and also hydration. And that's why when you're going through that, we call it, it's a painful episode. So that is the time you need to visit a hospital for you to be checked. I've faced challenges through treatment. Sometimes you find, like right now in the country of Kenya, we don't have our malaria, anti-malaria drug, which is called Poldrin. Right now in Kenya, we don't have Poldrin. I don't know if they stopped producing Poldrin, but Poldrin is an anti-malaria drug which helps sickle cell patients throughout, especially the ones who are living in a high malaria risk areas. And that's why now we are telling them to really take care of themselves by making sure they are sleeping under mosquito net. And sometimes you find you've traveled, you're either gone to a different country or you've gone to the countryside, then you fall sick. So it's really hard for you to get treatment when you're in the rural areas, because they don't have a working system for taking care of sickle cell patients. So when you are used to be treated in a town, then you go to the rural areas, you now become an advocate and teach, and also just work with the doctor, the clinical officer, or the healthcare worker in that clinic that you go to when you need the help. Then also you can just guide them, like the kind of drugs you use when you're in such situation. And so sometimes they might even not have the simple drugs that you need, even just having something like normal saline. It's where now you need to be hydrated. So sometimes you don't even have the simple things that you need as a patient. So yeah, accessing treatment, especially in the rural areas, is a bit hard when you travel from Nairobi to go there, or you travel from one city to the next. Yeah.
Cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, cancers, and chronic respiratory diseases represent the leading NCDs in the region. Cardiovascular diseases account for most NCDs deaths, or 17.9 million people annually, followed by cancers at 9.3 million, respiratory diseases at 4.1 million, and diabetes at 1.5 million. These four groups of diseases account for over 80% of all premature NCD-related deaths. Reports indicate that the mortality and morbidity from NCDs in the region are said to surpass those of communicable, maternal, neonatal, and nutritional diseases combined by 2030. Against this backdrop, in 2022, 47 WHO member states of the African region in Togo adopted the PEN Plus strategy, which aims to address the burden of severe NCDs among rural and hard-to-reach populations through decentralized, integrated outpatient services in first-level referral health facilities. According to Dr. Yvette Kisaka, Ministry of Health Coordinator for PEN Plus, through collaborative efforts and strategic partnerships, Kenya is currently implementing the project in two facilities with a goal of nationwide expansion by 2030.
The scope of these services in Kenya is sickle cell disease, type 1 diabetes, chronic respiratory diseases, cardiac conditions including rheumatic and congenital heart diseases, and of course not forgetting mental health conditions that are highly prevalent among these populations. Currently we are implementing PEMPLUS in two facilities in Kenya, two counties, one in Isiolo at Kina Health Center and Vihiga County at Hamisi Sub-County Hospital. So the overall goal of the government is to make sure that we are able to scale up this initiative, extending the reach into the additional counties across the nation. And, you know, this, therefore, as you may see, is just a reflection of our commitment to ensure we are able to advance our healthcare accessibility and support universal health coverage.
My name is Pauline Ongaji, and this has been Nation Reports.